Good morning, and as always, it's a joy to be with you. I bring you greetings from Jefferson Park Baptist Church. We pray for you often.
And
thank God for your fellowship in the gospel. And this morning, I'd like to turn your attention to 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 and 9.
I want
to focus on the way that our faith in Christ should blossom into joy.
我要特别注重的是讲，我们如何让我们在基督里面的信心开花结果，成为喜乐。
Peter writes these words to struggling Christians.
彼得这封信是写给在挣扎中的基督徒们。
Suffering Christians.
在受苦中的基督徒们。
And he wants to remind them of the joy that they have in Christ.
他要提醒他们在基督里面的喜乐。
And as we look at this passage, I want to focus on three things.
当我们看这个经文的时候, 我们要注重于三件事情。
Where our joy comes from.
第一, 我们喜乐的泉源。
What kind of joy we should have.
第二, 我们的, 是怎么样的喜乐。
And why it matters.
第三, 是为什么有这么重要。
So first, where does our joy come from?
第一,
and as we consider this question,
当我们考虑这个问题的时候,
the first thing we should notice is that Peter doesn't command joy here.
第一件事情我们要注意到是彼得并不是命令他们要有喜乐。
He describes and assumes it.
他认为这个喜乐应该是理所当然的事情。
Now, of course, there are other passages in the New Testament that command us to be joyful.
当然在新约里面有一些经文是命令我们要喜乐的。
But here Peter is talking about a joy that we already have.
但这里彼得讲的是我们已经有的喜乐。He
says, you rejoice with joy that's inexpressible and full of glory.
他说你们是有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。Now,
if this isn't a command,
如果这个不是命令的话,
why does he bring it up?
那彼得干嘛要说呢?
What's Peter's purpose here?
那彼得的目的是什么呢?
Well, perhaps he wants to praise them.
也许他是要表扬他们,
and encourage these Christians that the joy they're expressing is a sign of true faith.
也许是要鼓励他们说他们现在表达出来的喜乐是说明他们有真正的信心。
And I think that may be true.
这也许是正确的。
But I think even more than that,
但是更重要的事情是,
Peter wants to remind them
of
the joy they have in Christ.
提醒他们在基督里面的喜乐。
The context is about trials.
这个背景是关于试炼的。
In verse 6, he says, in this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials.
因为在第六节他写道, 因此你们是大有喜乐, 但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
So Peter knows there are things grieving them.
所以彼得知道他们有一些比较忧愁痛苦的事情。
And various trials could include things like persecution.
所以他们有各种各样的试炼, 比如有, 责罚,
being excluded or being made fun of.
被人给唾弃，被人嘲笑。
Because you refuse to participate in sin.
因为他们不愿意犯罪。
You are following Christ.
而是要, 追随耶稣。
It could be being slandered at work because you didn't celebrate Pride Month.
也许是你在工作的地方受到了诽谤、诋毁，因为你不会参加庆祝同性恋的这个月。
It could include financial difficulties.
这可能是经济上的困难。
The loss of a job.
失业了。
Maybe your toilet overflowed in your house.
或者你的那个厕所把家里都弄脏了。
And the insurance deductible is too high.
然后呢，你的保险呢，那个费用又很贵。
It could include health crises.
这可能是健康上的那个危机。
The loss of a loved one.
或者是一个你所爱的人失去生命。
Strange relationships.
或者是困难的关系。
Conflicts in the church.
包括教会里面的挣扎。
These are various trials.
这些都是各种各样的事例。
These are things that tend to fill us with anything but joy.
这些事情往往是能够把我们的喜乐都给偷去。
But the beauty of what Peter is saying here,
但是彼得说的, 最美的地方是,
is that as we face these trials,
当我们面对这些试炼的时候,
It's not that we need to go and find joy.
不是说我们要出去来找到喜乐。
He's not commanding us to muster up joy.
他不是让我们鼓起勇气来喜乐。
He's reminding us that if we have Christ,
他只是提醒我们，如果我们有基督的话，
we have joy.
我们已经有喜乐。
You know, a couple of years ago, I got a watch.
大概两年前我搞了弄到了一个手表。
And before that, I never wore watches.
现在之前我从来没有戴过手表。
But this is a fitness watch that I began wearing when I exercised.
这是一个关于锻炼身体的手表，所以我开始一边锻炼就戴着它。
And it tracks heart rate and sleep and things like that.
这可以告诉我的心跳啊，睡眠习惯啊，还有别的东西。
So I started just wearing it all the time.
所以我开始常常就戴着它。
And the funny thing is that in the first few weeks after I started wearing it,
有一件有趣的事情是在刚开始我戴这个手表的时候。
There was more than one occasion where I found myself wondering what time it was.
所以我就开始想，不知道什么时间。
And I began hunting for my phone.
然后就找我的手机，想看看时间。
And only later I realized I had the time right here that whole time.
后来我才想起来，原来我的手表上是有时间的，我就戴着手机。
And you see, joy for the Christian is something like that.
所以呢，在基督徒里面的喜乐也是像这样。
It's not something we need to go out and find.
不是要出去去找的。
It's not something we need to fight to muster up.
也不是我们要鼓起勇气 来找到的。
It's something we already have in Christ.
这是我们的喜乐是我们在基督里面已经有的。
But which we all too often,
但是我们太常经常的时候
and all too easily forget.
或者太容易的就忘记了。
And the key to remembering our joy is keeping our eyes fixed on Christ.
所以能够帮助我们记住我们的喜乐的是要把我们的眼睛放在基督身上。
Look again at what Peter says.
让我们再看一看彼得说的。
Though you have not seen him, you love him.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。
Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that's inexpressible and full of glory.
如今虽不得见，看见，却因信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
Christ himself is the source of our joy.
基督他自己就是我们喜乐的泉源。
Christ is the one we love.
基督是我们所爱的。
Christ is the one who gives us hope.
耶稣基督是给我们盼望。
And purpose.
目的。
And joy.
喜乐。
And strength.
和力量。
Apart from Christ, we could have everything this world has to offer.
如果没有基督的话，我们可能是有世上所有的事情。
The best job,
最好的工作。
The perfect family,
完美的家庭。
Pristine health,
完美的健康。
Ideal relationships,
完美的关系。
Charisma,
魅力。
Fame,
名声。
Fortune,
好运。
And yet we would still have so much less reason for joy.
但是就算有那些，我们还是没有一个好的原因来有喜乐。
Then the lowliest, most afflicted Christian.
跟那个最低的受苦最多的基督徒来比，还是没有喜乐。
Because as Jesus said,
就像耶稣说的
，What does it profit a man to gain the whole world, but forfeit his own soul?
基督说，人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
But if we have Christ,
但是如果我们有基督，
we not only have our soul for all eternity,
我们不仅我们有永恒的灵魂，
we have the hope of bodily resurrection,
我们还有身体复活的盼望，
being raised imperishable,
可以得到不能朽坏，
immortal,
不能玷污，
glorified with Christ forever,
在基督里面的荣耀，
reigning with him in his kingdom,
和基督一起在他的那个王国里面统治到永远。
And if we know Christ,
如果我们知道基督，
we know the creator and sustainer of the universe,
我们知道这个宇宙的创造者和看护者，
the giver of every good and perfect gift,
给所有的完美礼物的给礼物者，
the one who holds the future in his hands,
那个掌管未来的万有者，
and if we know Christ,
如果我们知道基督，
we know the true lover of our soul,
我们知道那个爱我们灵魂的人。
Sooner or later, everyone else will fail us.
或早或晚，每个人都会让我们失望。
Even the best friend will let us down.
就连最好的朋友也会让我们失望。
But not Jesus.
但是不是耶稣不会这样。
He has loved us with an everlasting love.
因为他给我们的爱是永恒不变的。
He's the one who understands us better than we understand ourselves.
他对我们的认识比我们自己认识自己都更深。
He's the one wise enough to know what we really need.
耶稣是这样的有智慧，他知道我们真正需要。
And he's the one powerful enough to give it.
而且耶稣是有大能，他能够给我们。
Jesus is the one who never leaves us or forsakes us.
耶稣是那个永远不会离开我，不会背弃我们。
And Jesus never ages or passes away.
而且耶稣他永远不会年老，永远不会逝去。
He's the one who is and who was and who is to come.
所以耶稣是自由永有的。
The same yesterday, today, and forever.
他从前是这样，那样，今天是这样，永远也都是这样。
This is why the Apostle Paul says of Christ.
这就是为什么保罗说到基督。
But what things were gained to me, these I have counted lost for Christ.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
Yet indeed, I also count all things as loss compared to the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
For His sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish.
我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
That I might gain Christ and be found in Him.
并且得以在他面前里面。
Not having my own righteousness, which is from the law.
不是有自己因律法而得的义。
But that which is from God by faith.
乃是有信基督的义。
That I might know Him.
使我认识基督。
And the power of His resurrection.
晓得他复活的大能。
And share in His sufferings.
并且晓得和他一同受苦。
Becoming like Him in His death.
效法他的死。
That by any means possible I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
或者我也得以从死里复活。
And so brothers and sisters, if we have Christ, we have joy.
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果我们有基督的话，我们就已经有了喜乐。
We don't have to go and try to find it.
我们不用出去找这件事情。
We don't need to try to muster it up.
我们不需要鼓起勇气来喜乐。
We just need to remember the joy we already have by looking unto Jesus.
我们只需要记得，当我们看到耶稣基督的时候，我们就已经有了喜乐。
And of course, that means we have to have faith.
这就说明我们必须要有信心。
Because that's the only way you can look to someone you can't see.
因为信心就是我们要看看我们肉眼看不见的。
Peter says, though you have not seen him, you love him.
彼得说，你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。
Though you do not now see him, you believe in him.
如今虽不得见，却因信他。
That means we must walk by faith, not by sight.
这就说明我们要凭着信心而走，而不是凭着眼见。
It means we see Christ better with our ears than our eyes.
所以如果我们要看基督的话，我们的耳朵会比眼睛更管用。
Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of Christ.
因为我们的信心是从听见而来，听见的是基督的话语。
And it means that if blind Bartimaeus could see that Jesus is the son of David,
这也就是说为什么那个瞎眼的巴底买能够看到耶稣是大卫的子孙。
Even when the scribes and the Pharisees and the crowds could not,
而反过来，那些文士啊、法利赛人啊，还有那些群众嘛，都看不见。
Then we can see Jesus with the eyes of faith as well.
所以我们要通过信心的眼睛才能够看到基督。
So brothers and sisters, are you joyful?
所以弟兄姐妹们，你们喜乐吗？
Or have various trials in your life caused you to forget the joy you have in Christ?
或者是各种各样的试炼，让你开始忘记了你在基督里面的喜乐。
Maybe you're like Peter when he was walking on the water.
如果你记得的话，彼得在水上行走的时候。
Your eyes have drifted to the wind and the waves around you.
我们的眼睛有的时候就看到了周围的风浪。
You begun to feel burdened.
就感到有负担。
Anxious.
感到焦虑。
Angry.
感到愤怒。
Afraid.
感到害怕。
Look back to Christ.
但是让我们看回基督。
Remember who he is.
记住他是谁。
Remember what he's done for you.
记住他已经为你所做的一切。
Remember what he's promised for you.
然后他给你的应许。
And let your morning be turned into joy.
让你的早晨成为喜乐。
As the old hymn says.
就像一个老的诗歌说唱道。
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
当转眼仰望耶稣。
Look full in his wonderful face.
定睛在他奇妙之中。
And the things of earth will grow strangely dim.
在救主荣耀恩典大光中。
In the light of his glory and grace.
世上事必然显为虚空。
Jesus is the source of our joy.
耶稣是我们喜乐的源泉。
And our faith blossoms into joy as we look to Him.
所以当我们看着他的时候，我们的信心就开发成为我们的喜乐。
Now this brings us to our second point.
这就连到我们的第二点。
What kind of joy is this?
所以我们的喜乐是什么样子的呢？
What should this joy look like in our lives?
所以这个喜乐在我们的生活上如何反映出来呢？
Well, notice how Peter describes it here in verse 8.
所以彼得在第八节里面写道，
You rejoice with joy that's inexpressible and full of glory.
确信信他就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
Inexpressible joy means joy that goes beyond what words can describe.
说不出来的意思就是说我们用语言都无法来表达这样的喜乐。
It's not just happiness.
这不是一般的高兴。
As Peter mentioned in verse 6, it's a joy that we can express even in grief.
因为这个喜乐是在忧愁的时候也能够表达出来。
Or as Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10.
就像保罗在哥林多后书第六节。
He describes himself as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing.
似乎忧愁，却是常常快乐的。
So this joy includes a deep inner contentment and peace.
所以这个喜乐是非常深存在的，从里面从里而出发的一种满足。
But at the same time, it's a joy that fills us with a sense of exuberance.
在同时呢，这也是有给我们一个欣欣向荣的感觉。
Excitement.
一种兴奋。
Eagerness.
迫切的渴望。
Praise.
还有赞美。
God has saved us.
神已经救了我们。
We've been rescued from hell.
我们从地狱中被救了出来。
We've been given heaven.
我们得到了天堂。
What could overshadow that?
还有什么能够把那个能够盖住呢？
And so trying to describe this joy.
所以呢，要描述这样的喜乐呢？
Well, I think it would be like me trying to paint a sunset.
就像我要画一个日落的图景一样。
Now, maybe some of you are artistic enough to pull it off.
也许你们当中有人有这个艺术感，能够把它画出来。
But I know for me, it would be hopeless.
如果是我的话，是没有希望的。
The bright colors.
因为那样闪亮的光。
The deeper tones.
还有深深的底蕴。
All combined so beautifully.
他们都融汇一体，成为如此的美景。
Well, in a similar way.
所以呢，在一个类似的情况。
It's hopeless to try to describe the joy we have in Christ.
这是根本不可能的，如果我们想要能够描述出来我们在基督里面的喜乐。
It's an inexpressible joy.
这是无法表达的喜乐。
A joy we both have in God.
这是一个我们在神里面的喜乐。
And a joy that comes from God.
也是从神而来的喜乐。
A joy that's wrought in our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit.
这是一个圣灵在我们心中浇筑而成的喜乐。
I think this is why the hymn writer says, Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise.
所以有一首诗歌写，哦，愿我有千万舌头来唱出我对我救赎者的赞美。
His joy so fills him that he wants to praise God.
他的那个喜乐是如此的满意，他要赞美神。
And he thinks how inadequate to have just one tongue to praise him.
他说这一个舌头怎么够呢？来唱出对神的赞美。
Oh, that we had a thousand.
所以我们需要一千个舌头。
So our joy is inexpressible, and secondly, it's full of glory.
所以我们的喜乐不仅是说不出来的，而且也是充满了荣耀的。
Now the word glory in Scripture is associated with two main ideas.
荣耀在那个圣经里面有两个意思。
That of splendor or radiance.
第一个是有四色耀眼的光芒。
And that of weight or significance.
第二是有很重的分量，有极大的意义。
So joy that's full of glory is a weighty joy.
所以呢，蛮有荣光的那个喜乐是有分量的喜乐。
It's not light or superficial.
这不是轻飘飘的，不是表面的。
But sturdy and deep.
而是非常的稳定，非常的深刻。
And it's also a radiant joy.
这也是放光的一个喜乐。
A brightly shining joy.
是非常非常闪亮的一个喜乐。
A beautiful joy.
美好的喜乐。
And I think the best way to explain what that looks like is with an example.
所以呢，最好的一个办法呢，是我们举个例子。
Remember Paul and Silas when they were in the Macedonian prison?
你们记不记得保罗跟希拉在马其顿的监狱里面的时候？
They've been slandered.
他们被诽谤。
Beaten.
被打。
Imprisoned for doing a good deed.
抓到监狱里面，因为他们做了好的事情。
And yet from the inner prison.
但是在深深的牢狱里面。
With their feet in the stocks.
他们的脚是被捆绑着。
At midnight.
在半夜的时候。
They're singing hymns to God.
他们在唱赞美诗。
And the prisoners are listening to them.
周围的那些犯人们都听他们唱。
Their joy is like a flame that can't be quenched.
他们的喜乐就像一个不能够压下去的火焰一样。
They know God's peace.
他们知道神的平安。
They know God's power.
他们知道神的大能。
They know that even in their jail cell,
他们知道就算是关在牢狱里面。
They're right where God would have them to be.
他们还是与神在一起。
They know that wherever they are, God has a purpose in it.
他们知道在任何的处境里面，神都有他的目的。
And they know that all their present afflictions are light and momentary.
他们知道他们所有的受苦都是轻省的，都是暂时的。
Compared with the eternal weight of glory prepared for them.
当他们知道他们永恒的荣耀的分量有多么的大。
And so they have this joy that's full of glory.
他们是满有荣光的喜乐。
A joy that shone so brightly.
他们的那个喜乐是如此的光芒四射。
That later that night, the jailer will fall down at their feet.
所以那些看管他们的人都俯伏在地。
Saying, Sirs, what must I do to be saved?
说我做什么能够来得到拯救呢？
He recognized that they had a joy that could only come from God.
因为那些看管他的人看到他们这样的喜乐只有从神才能够得到。
And brothers and sisters, this same indescribable, unquenchable, glorious joy.
所以是同样的这个说不出来、压不下去的、充满荣光的喜乐。
Is the same kind of joy that we have in Christ.
跟我们来说也是一样的，我们在基督的也应该有同样的喜乐。
Sometimes we forget it.
有的时候我们忘记。
Sometimes we don't live like it.
有的时候我们活得不像是这个样子。
But when we fix our gaze on Jesus,
当我们注目仰望耶稣基督的时候，
and we remember the hope of the gospel,
我们记得福音里面的盼望，
and with faith, recall all that God says about who He is,
然后凭着信心记得神说过他是怎么样的，
and what He's done for us in Christ,
他已经在基督里我们所做成的事情。
Then this same joy can be reflected and expressed in our lives.
当我们这样做的时候，同样的喜乐也会从我们的生命中流露出来。
And that brings us to our third point.
这就带到我们到第三点。
Why does this matter?
为什么这事情有这么重要？
Why is it so important that we remember the joy we have in Christ?
为什么我们记得在基督里面的喜乐有这么的重要？
Well, on one level, of course, who wouldn't want to have joy? On one level, of course,Who wouldn't want to have joy?
从一个层面来说，谁不想喜乐呢？
That should be motivation enough.
这是应该是第一个动力。
But look also at verse 9.
但是更重要的是，我们要看第九节。
Because after saying, though you have not seen him, you love him.
当他说到你们虽然没有见他，但是你已经爱他。
And though you do not now see him, you rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and full of glory.
而且说过，如今虽不得见，却因信他。就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
Peter continues, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
然后彼得接着说，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
So in other words, as we believe in Christ,
这也就是说，当我们信靠主耶稣基督的时候，
we rejoice with inexpressible glorious joy.
我们就能够有这样一个说不出来的光芒四射的喜乐。
And then as we believe and rejoice,
当我们相信并且快乐的时候，
we obtain the outcome of our faith, the salvation of our souls.
我们就得着我们信心的果效，就是我们灵魂的救恩。
And this tells me two important things.
这里面有两个重要的事情。
First, the faith that saves is a faith that perseveres to the end.
拯救我们的救恩是能够坚持到底的一个信心。
Notice that Peter is not talking about salvation in the past tense here.
所以彼得这里讲的救恩，他不是用的是过去时。
Again, other passages of Scripture sometimes do.
说别的一些经文是这样的。
But here Peter's point is not you've already been saved by faith.
所以彼得这里说的，并不是说你已经因为你的信心被救了。
He's speaking of obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
而且这里讲的是要得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
In other words, he's speaking of the outcome of a life of faith.
他这里讲的是整个一个有生命的信心。
Not just a one-time decision.
而不是一个一时的决定。
We can see this even more clearly in verse 5.
我们在第五节里面看得可以更清楚。
He says, by God's power, you are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
这里写到，你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得到所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
So he's speaking about the salvation we receive when Jesus returns.
所以这里讲的是耶稣回来的时候我们所得的救恩。
When we inherit the kingdom.
当我们继承天国的时候。
And notice that he says, by God's power, you are being guarded through faith for that salvation.
这里说的是因蒙神能力保守的人必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
In other words, God is sustaining our faith.
所以神是会保守我们的信心。
Because it's through that faith that endures that we receive salvation.
因为通过这个信心的持续，我们才能够得到我们的救恩。
Right, so the faith that saves is a faith that perseveres to the end.
所以拯救我们的信心的话，是会坚持到底。
But this brings us back to the second important thing that we learn in verses 8 and 9.
这就让我们看到第二个重要的一点。
Which is that one of the things that God uses to preserve our faith is the gift of joy.
其中有一个来持续我们信心的，就是神给我们的喜乐。
Now earlier I said that joy comes from faith.
有些人说是喜乐是从信心而来的。
Because by faith we look to Christ.
因为有信心我们就看着基督。
But now I'm saying it's also true that faith can be strengthened by joy.
现在我要说的是，喜乐也能加强我们的信心。
In other words, it's as we rejoice with joy that's inexpressible and full of glory.
是当我们是有这样说不出来、蛮有荣耀的喜乐的时候。
That we obtain the outcome of our faith, the salvation of our souls.
这样的话，我们也就能够得到我们信心的果效，就是我们的救恩。
So joy and faith go together.
所以呢，信心跟喜乐是在一起的。
They mutually strengthen one another.
他们彼此加强。
Faith blossoms into joy,
所以信心可以开花成为喜乐
and then joy strengthens faith.
而反过来，喜乐也能加强我们的信心。
And I think one of the main reasons for this is that joy helps us put trials in perspective.
这里有一个重要的事情是，喜乐让我们对我们经过的试炼有一个正确的看待。
When we forget the joy we have in Christ,
当我们忘记我们在基督里面的喜乐的时候。
The trial seems so big.
试炼就显得非常的大。
We feel like if this doesn't work out the right way,
我们就会说，如果这个事情不能够是有这样的一个结果的话，
everything's lost.
所有的事情都失去了。
Of course, we want to raise godly children.
当然，我们要能够养育属神的孩子们。
We want happy marriages.
我们希望有快乐的婚姻。
We want to see people coming to Christ.
我们希望有人来归入耶稣基督的门下。
We want to glorify God with our careers.
我们盼望我们的职业能够荣耀神。
We want to see our church grow.
我们希望我们的教会可以成长。
And be healthy and strong.
越来越健康，越来越强健。
You know, these are good desires.
这些都是好的愿望。
We hate to see any of these sort of seem derailed in our life.
我们都不喜欢这些事情走偏。
But what happens when we forget?Our joy in Christ.
但是当我们忘记我们在基督里的喜乐的时候，
we start trying to find our joy in those things.
我们就开始转换，把我们的喜乐放在这些事情里面。
We start thinking those things have to work out the way we want.
我们就开始要控制这些事情的走向，希望能走到我们愿望的那些结局上。
So that we can be happy.
然后呢，我们才能够高兴。
And then instead of being able to trust God with the outcome.
然后呢？我们就不能够相信神给我们一个好的结果。
Knowing that our job is just to be faithful.
因为我们真正的知道，我们唯一的工作就是要有信心。
And the outcome's in God's hands.
结局是在神的手里。
Instead, we start to become anxious.
当我们这样的时候，我们就开始有些焦虑。
We become angry.
有的时候就会生气。
We become afraid.
有的时候就会害怕。
We might even become bitter.
有的时候就会有苦毒。
Because things aren't going our way.
因为事情没有照我们的预期而发生。
Instead of doing things God's way.
而不是我们照着神的方法来做事情。
And trusting the outcome to Him.
相信他对事情结局的掌控。
We start to justify doing whatever it takes to get the outcome we want.
我们就开始做任何的一些手段来达到我们所预期的目的。
And then, instead of being good witnesses of Christ,
然后这样的话，我们就不再是神的好的见证人。
And the hope of the gospel,
我们就不再是盼望存着对福音的盼望。
We start acting less like Christians and more like the world.
我们就不再像基督徒，而是像世人一样。
And so, ironically,
所以讽刺的来说
the more we try to do everything we can to make those things work out better,
我们越是努力做这些事情
the more we tend to actually make them worse.
我们经常让事情变得更糟
And all this is because we're not really trusting God.
这些原因是因为我们并不是真正的信任神
Because we've forgotten the joy we have in Christ.
因为我们忘记了我们在基督里面的喜乐
We're trying to find our joy in the wrong places.
因为我们这样呢，就变成了我们要在错的地方找到我们的喜乐。
And you see, a joyless Christian is a disoriented Christian.
所以弟兄姐妹们，一个不快乐的基督徒是一个迷失方向的基督徒。
A Christian who's forgotten the very core of his faith.
这是一个忘记了他那信心的本质的一个基督徒。
And therefore, a joyless Christian is a vulnerable Christian.
所以一个不快乐的基督徒很容易受伤害。
And a weak one.
也是非常软弱的。
For the joy of the Lord is our strength.
因为在神里面的喜乐就是我们的力量。
And so it's so important that we remember the joy we have in Christ.
所以真的是非常的重要，我们要记得我们在基督里面的喜乐。
Because our joy is like the fuel that helps us keep on going.
因为我们的喜乐就像是我们的动力，让我们可以继续前行。
It's like a light that guides us through dark trials.
就像是我们在乌黑的地方能够有一线光，能够指引我们的方向。
And it's a comfort that allows us to say,
这也是让我们有这样的一个平安可以说
even if all those other things in our life are going wrong,
就算我们生活中所有的事情都失败了
I have a joy that no one can take from me in Christ.
我在基督里面的喜乐是没有人能够拿去的。
So as we reflect on 1 Peter 1 verses 8 and 9 today,
当我们今天看彼得前书的第八到第九节的时候
may we be encouraged to find our joy in Christ.
我要鼓励大家在基督里面找到真正的喜乐。
May you take some time to reflect afresh on who Jesus is.
希望你能够花一些时间，然后从全新的眼光再想一想基督是谁。
And what He's done for you.
他已经为你所做了什么。
And what He will do for you in eternity to come.
而且他是在永恒里将会为你做的一切的事情。
Think about the everlasting salvation of your soul.
想一想我们永恒的救恩。
And being with your Lord in glory.
会在荣光里与神在一起。
The one who has loved you,
那一个爱我们，
who freely gave his life for you,
为你舍命，
suffering on the cross,
在十字架上受了那么多的痛，
and be strengthened with joy,
让我们凭着喜乐而坚强起来。
A joy that goes beyond anything you could express,
这是这样的一个喜乐，超出所有我们能够表达的。
A joy that is full of glory.
一个是充满了荣光的喜乐
that shines brightest in the darkest of trials.
所以能够在我们最黑暗的时候也能够闪闪发光
and trust God to use you in exactly the ways He intends.
也相信神能够按照他的旨意来使用我们每一个人
just striving to be faithful.
只要是满有信心
striving to be obedient.
满心顺服
striving to do everything that you do in a way that would honor and glorify God.
我们要做任何每一件事情都要能够来荣耀神的名。
And trust the outcomes to His hands.
我们要相信神会给我们他要给我们的结果。
Amen. And let's pray. Oh Father, how we thank you and we praise you.For the good news of the gospel in Jesus Christ. How we thank you that you give to us joy. We confess that we so often and so easily forget that. We so often and so easily, like Peter, take our eyes off of you and put them on the wind and the waves around us. We become discouraged. We become distracted. We lack joy. But, oh God, thank you for your kindness to us. Thank you for your word to us here in 1 Peter chapter 1. Thank you for how you give us a fresh reminder of who you are and what you've done for us and why we have such reason to rejoice. So I pray that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we may rejoice with that inexpressible, glorious joy that would bring you glory and would allow us to persevere to the end. It's in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.